So when you look at a woman who dies of ovarian cancer, obviously there's tremendous heterogeneity, but in general, what's sort of the time course about how long it takes from the original diagnosis and how much of that time is symptomatic?
Well, a big part of that is, you know, whether they were optimally or suboptimally debulked. A little bit has to do with the grade of the tumor. A little bit has to do with their age and all the things and recognizing the heterogeneity within that. If you look in terms of averages or medians, you're probably looking at somewhere between, for optimal disease now, aggressively treated, you're really looking at approaching 5 years median survival or longer, depending on the route of therapy. For those that are suboptimally debulked, you're probably looking at somewhere between 2.5 to 3.5 years, somewhere in that order. If you're looking at patients that are, quote, platinum refractory, meaning that they grow through frontline treatment, you're really looking at probably around a year of median survival.
And in the better case scenario, in the 5-year patient with optimal debulking, you know, roughly how much of that time are they asymptomatic versus symptomatic?
Well, the good news is a good majority of it. I mean, with median survival now out over 5 years, that tells you a couple things. It tells you, one, that a significant number of these women are actually being cured, and it may be as high as 25% to 30%.
What are some of the palliative issues with ovarian cancer, and where does hospice fit in?
Well, it's a big part of their care, and the problem, I think, with ovarian cancer, and it's a good problem to have, and it's a problem that I've seen emerge in the last decade, has been that we have so many active options now that we tend to treat third, fourth, fifth line, and we have so many of these patients that still respond, so it's hard for us not to offer treatment, and the patients, of course, want that treatment if they think there's a reasonable chance they're going to respond. The problem with that, though, is recognizing when we're no longer getting a response. And by the time you get the fourth or fifth line treatment, if they failed their last two treatments, the chances of finding something that's going to be successful is extremely low. And I think we need to do a better job of communicating that to the patient and trying to get them to hospice at that point.
When people die with ovarian cancer, what is the usual cause of death?
The most common problem is that of the disease burden that affects the small bowel. And so they often have disease either at the root of the mesentery, which tends to strangulate the vasculature, or they have multifocal disease on the bowel loops themselves that cause multiple areas of bowel obstruction. And the bowel just becomes twisted in this tumor morass, and they often can perforate, they often are unable to eat, and a very debilitating disease at the end, often because they tend not to have good nutrition then, and it becomes very difficult.